Today, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that other good stuff. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Karen Pascal on the line. She is an owner of the business End Soul Yoga over in Michigan. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing at End Soul Yoga. A lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs on the line, and a lot of people that maybe, let's say, at times are overlooking their health for the benefit of the business, which we know will always catch up with you. So I can't wait to get into what you're doing over at your yoga studio. But before we do that, Karen, let's talk a little bit more about your background. So how'd you get started in business?
I actually never wanted to be in business. I was an artist. I was at school for art school, but I fell in love with yoga when I was 16. It really helped me with anxiety, actually, and that my mom recommended it. So I felt a connection when I did yoga with myself that I never felt in any other activity that I'd done. I was in sports, I was in dance, and I was on stage a lot too. So it really helped me kind of become more focused and less anxious. And then over time, I started teaching, and it became very clear to me that I was natural at speaking in front of people and also bringing in a message about life and being positive and helping people. So I just started teaching without any training, just from my own experience of practicing yoga over the years. So I worked for my brother for many, many years. He opened a very successful yoga studio that grew to 8 locations at one point, including one in LA. And the other 7 were in Michigan. So I became a lead teacher there, and it was wonderful. There are 3 different studios I was actually teaching at, and I developed a nice following, and I was making a great living and really happy. And all of a sudden, the company had multiple owners, so they decided to move in a different direction. And it just didn't line up with my values and my beliefs. So I really had no other choice. I was either going to, you know, I wasn't going to keep teaching there. That did not feel right for me. And I could have, I got offers from other studios, many studios, in fact, and it just didn't feel right. I knew I was in a leadership role, and that's what I had to honor. And so my husband, who I wasn't married to at the time, but he was a business person, and he had his own business. He was starting his own business, and he's like, just open up a yoga studio. And I loved the idea of it, but I was really afraid because I had no idea what that involved, and I didn't think I honestly could do it. And he's like, you can do it. People open businesses. It's very hard to succeed, but if you never try, you know, you'll always look back and wonder. So I said, all right, I'm going to do this. And I actually did it. And here I am 2.5 years later with a couple yoga studios. I never thought it would be possible, but that's the real reason I got into business, is just because I believe so strongly in what I do. It impacts me so greatly and others. And I knew there was a demand. I knew there were other people that would want to continue on practicing yoga in the way that I did and taught. And so that was already there. All I had to do was find the spot and, I guess, have the balls to do it. And so I plunged in.
I really love your story. And one of the main reasons I love it is not only because you've been successful doing something you like, that's of course, but there's a lot of people out there that maybe have the perception that they can't make money, or they can't, you know, go into business doing something they love. But like, if they're an artist, or if they're more on the art side, or on the fitness side, or different things. And so much has changed where now you can thrive and really help a lot of people in the manner that you're doing. So if you were giving advice specifically to that set, because you don't get, I don't get too many people that, a lot of people have this opinion, you're born an entrepreneur, you have to do this, you have to do that, which I don't believe, by the way. But if you were talking to that set of people, what kind of advice would you give them on following their passion to really start as a business owner?
Well, I would give the advice of this. There's a word actually in Sanskrit, it's called Swadharma, and it etymologically breaks down to mean one's own nature. And in yoga, the philosophy states basically that if you pick a field in line with your nature, meaning a field of activity, a job, a career, in line with your personality, your innate tendencies, who you really are, you will, it will act as a tailwind and push you forward. No matter what it is that you're doing, you're going to be able to succeed. If you pick a field where your head is set on making money only, and you're not acknowledging who you really are as a person, your personalities, your talents, your gifts, and it's not within your nature, the field that you pick, then it's going to act as a headwind, and it's going to be really, really hard for you to move forward in that. So me being an artist, yoga is not actually that far away. For me, when I'm teaching, I feel so creative. I get to create a class. I get to create a playlist, and I get to create a message and a theme. So I feel like I'm almost making, it's a huge canvas for me to paint something on, but the painting is real and I'm helping people in the process. Whereas when I was painting for myself or for a person, I wasn't able to help as many people. That's how I felt. So it was like, which one do I do? And I just felt like I could contribute more to the world by teaching. And so I still got to be an artist that way and tap into both parts of my personality, being a leader and being an artist at the same time, and really wanting to help people spiritually progress in life, no matter where they are. So my advice is just, I never thought I'd be able to be a business owner, and I never even had that desire, but I have a passion for teaching yoga. And in the way and the style that I do it. And it's slightly different than how everyone else does it. And I believe in it so strongly that my business is successful because of that, because I honored who I was. And I said, you know, F it. I'm just going to go for it because I know I'm good at it. And I know my product so well that I know myself even more. And so that just allows me to move forward and succeed.
Oh, wow. That's great advice. I love it. I think that's a great transition, too. So, Karen, let's talk more. So you gave a little bit of insight into what you're doing at InSoul Yoga. Let's get into it a little bit more. So what kind of clients are you helping, and how are you helping them?
Well, you know, what people mostly say, because I guess I can say how I experience it, right, what it does for me. But, you know, there's a general message that and feedback that people give, and it always is that it's a different kind of yoga. That's what they say. It's a different kind of yoga because there's a stereotype with anything, and with yoga, you know, it's either people think I'm going for to get this physical workout, stretch my body, which is yes, it's a part of it, but it's only a small portion. So what we do is we have you know, the crux of yoga is like the crux of religion. There's a packaging, right? But then the truths or the values are what it's all about. So we try to storytell a little bit, bring in our own experience and study and knowledge of the philosophy, the teachings, the values to live by, to be the best version of yourself. So there's always something to think about in class. There's a problem stated, and there's a solution stated. There's positive affirmations and thoughts. There's teachings that people can relate to. So we're not talking in a different language. And we're not also getting too deep into it. We're just laying it out very straightforward so that if there's someone hungry for more of the knowledge part rather than the physical, we have study groups that we go over, self-development study groups and different trainings that they can, you know, delve in deeper. But basically that's the whole mission. It's all about self-development. And we do it in a way where, you know, if I just said, hey, come develop yourself, no one's going to show up. But if we have a great physical class with music and it's fun and it's challenging and it's hard and people are getting in shape and they're getting this great message and they're reflecting and also then they're starting to come to these other classes and workshops and they're starting to learn more. What's happening is people are becoming happier, healthier. Their relationships are getting better. Their work is getting better. Some people are realizing they're not in the right field of work and they're making decisions, even as adults. Like, I can actually change my life. I don't have to be in this relationship. Or, oh, I actually can figure out a way to be in this relationship. So it basically puts the power in the student's hand, the client's hand, to change their own life. And my whole, you know, again, mission is self-development. That's the best and most effective way to change the entire world. I mean, we can work so hard to try to change others, and it's futile. It's impossible. The only thing you can do is change yourself and then lead by example. So we serve up a buffet, you know, and people can take what they want. If they just want a physical workout, that's totally fine. They can have that, and we're happy to give that to them. But if they're hungry for more and they have an appetite to learn and grow, that's the student body, is people who want to really grow themselves and improve on their lives more than just physically, because you can have a great body and be in beautiful shape on the outside aesthetically the way that you want, or others look at it and say, wow, and yet you can be completely miserable and unhappy and not be able to handle any of life's eventualities. So you can't even enjoy this fit body of yours because the mind is all over the place and in a mess. So we try to straighten out our head, our mind, our thoughts, to and then the byproduct of doing the physical is you're going to look good. So you get both. And that's really what we're all about.
Oh, that's great. And so if somebody wants to learn more about InSoul Yoga, what's the best way for them to do so?
The best way is probably just to go to our website, InSoulYoga.com, because you can read through a bunch of, I have a bunch of blogs written if you want to read those. I think they're pretty damn good. And then there's some descriptions about our classes, and we have even our study group. Even if you don't live in Michigan, we have a link on our Facebook page where you could listen in live to that. So I want to try to make this accessible to the masses, and we have people who come to our training from all over the country, so you don't have to just be in Michigan. But yeah, go to our website. You can contact us, info@insoulyoga.com, if you want to reach me directly or Karen, and someone will get back to you within 24 hours or talk to you on the phone. Whatever it is the best way for you to get involved. We want to help.
All right. Thank you. Well, hey, Karen, I really appreciate you coming on the show and teaching us more about InSoul Yoga and what you're doing and how you're helping your clients and the amazing community you're over there building. And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel, leave me a review, do all those great things that we do to support our podcasters. I really appreciate it. And Karen, thanks again for coming on the show.